This grace rich day is coming to the evening. And for that reason, I will read a short text for this evening devotion from the book of Hebrews, from the 13th chapter, verse 8, in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. These words of the person who wrote this letter to the Hebrews. Here, it in the end of this epistle, it mentions that it was written to the Hebrews from Italy, from Rome. As Listodius also preached when he has examined this book or this letter to the Hebrews, he and others have thought that this letter was written either by Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter, and it was written to the first congregation of God that we know in the New Testament. These words that we heard are situated, as we noted, at the end of this letter. And as we know and have read, and when we listen to this letter, we can note that two very important things or subjects arise in this letter. Namely, the Holy Spirit of God has affected that these be written. It speaks much of the Old Testament, of the promise of God, and of the covenant of the Old Testament, and of the Old Testament worship, and as we say, the sacraments of the Old Testament, the Passover lamb and circumcision. But a central matter to all of these is that the Holy Spirit has wanted to these Hebrews who are descendants of Moses, who were from the land of Goshen. And who left from the land of Egypt towards the promised land. And so, the Holy Spirit has explained the situations in the lives of the people, of God's caretaking and protection and His guidance, and how God already in the paradise of Eden gave a promise and gave and preached the sermon of the gospel from the seed of the woman, and this can be found throughout the Bible. And so the apostle mentions Jesus Christ. Jesus is in the Hebrew language, and his task was to free all mankind from that sin and tendencies to sin that happened in the paradise of Eden. And Christ means anointed or a king. And this is what Jesus was. He was the king of Zion. As the prophets prophesied and as the Holy Spirit has revealed, God has set a king onto the holy mountain, and he means the Zion of God, the living congregation of God on this earth. And the Holy Bible testifies to us in many places how God then fulfilled this promise that he had given. This word of promise became flesh on that first Christmas. Was born this child in the manger. Jesus Christ is our Savior and is a King. For this reason, the whole world that God has created has been through the salvation work of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been redeemed before the face of God. And this was acceptable to God, and he sent his Son, as Paul writes to the Roman believers, how God has through faith set this grace seat into his congregation and shows in him that righteousness which is acceptable before God. There is, dear brothers and sisters, not a question of a small matter when there is a question of the salvation, the Redeemer of our souls, who is in the midst of God's congregation, this Lamb of Christ who has taken away the sins of all the world. The Apostle John was able to see in faith and in spirit this Christ of God. As he writes in the book of Revelations, in the beginning of the 14th verse, how he saw the Christ or the Lamb standing on the Mount of Zion And this Lamb of Christ, this Spirit of God, God's finger has pointed toward it throughout the Bible. And this was what the believers of the Old Testament were able to also look upon. And when they were able to own God's peace and grace. And we are told in the Bible of Abel, who was the first sacrificer, who made an altar and lit the first sacrificial fire. He sacrificed the firstborn of his flock, and then he was looking upon the holiness and righteousness of his own soul. And then our Abraham, our father of faith, when he went onto this mountain with his son Isaac, who carried wood and something to make fire with, and he set them before the altar and said, here is the wood and here is the fire, but where is the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will see to the sacrifice. And so God did provide the sacrifice. And so a lamb was put on the altar, whose blood flowed. And God, Abraham was there able to see his own redemption. And he was able to see Good Friday and the Lord Jesus, who suffered on the cross. And in the Bible, it testifies that Abraham rejoiced when he saw one day of the life of the Son of Man. And from that comes this expression that on this mount, our Lord will help us. And this testifies that the same God and Christ and Lamb who was sacrificed in the beginning of the world, as John in Revelations writes, that he is in the midst of God's kingdom, that complete and perfect sacrifice through which we can see the gracious face of our Heavenly Father. Of this Christ, or Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, is this has been preached from the beginning of time here also in this land. And we have sung songs and hymns about this sacrifice. And they have been written through the Spirit of God. As we sang this song, which was made by Pauli Ervasti, who is from Pudasjärvi. In this song, he spoke of the Lamb of God, of our Redeemer and of our King. I cannot be without saying to you dear ones who have come from a farther distance to the services. Dear brothers and sisters, that we here are in the part of Finland where many songs have been made. In this area, many hymns have been sung and many sermons have been preached. I also have many beautiful memories from years back of the summer services that have been kept in the villages of Pudasjärvi and which still are kept. Before the whole village, it was a celebration for the whole village, and many people came to these services. And there was preached, and hymns were sung. Paul Paavali Ervasti was one who sang and he preached. He had a good singing voice. And he made these songs in his travels. Sitting in Sotkavaara, going to Taivalkoski or Kuusamo to keep services. There he remembered those who were living scattered around. And the love of God and Christ affected in him so that he preached the gospel of peace. It is said of Juho Hemmilä, who was also from Pudasjärvi. Who went to get Paavali Ervasti. Ervasti's These brothers who he remembers sang many hymns of Zion and praised God as they sang. And in these services in the villages around Pudasjärvi, there was a good custom. Maybe it was a tradition that the believing rector went from service to the service places and he performed the communion service. And I remember one communion service where the last song was sung, "Thoughts of home keep returning." The last verse of this song comes to my mind. At the end of the communion service, and the believing rector had kept his prayer of thanks, he began with a very strong and beautiful voice, a new song with a new tongue. We will then once sing together with a pure heart, mind, and body, tiring. Souls receive from the tree of life a perfect comfort and joy. And the believing cantor and the believers there joined in with this song. God refreshed and strengthened his children with the word and with the sacrament. And in those services, as surely still yet today, we sing much. Many dear ones who have reached heaven remain in my memory. We rejoiced that the kingdom of God is our home and the Lord Jesus is our righteousness. And in the end, I took a slip of paper where it reminds me to stop preaching. Even though our services are ending, I know you won't be going to sleep yet, but you, brothers and sisters, keep grace as a gift that you cannot do without, so that we can live in a kingdom where echoes for this task of repentance and forgiveness. I remember over 40 years ago, there was a mass in the service tent. Our brother, Gauko Mandula. And in his prayer, or in his sermon, he talked of the time and the demands which were made of God's kingdom and its sermons. Then he said, "May God protect us from conforming to the demands of the spirit of the time. We want to be faithful to the mission command. We want to pray this unchanging sermon of the kingdom of God, of forgiveness of sins and of repentance." And this is what has been able to happen here too, from the first sermon. And no matter how many sermons, this same old, simple sermon of the kingdom of God, God's eternal love, affected by the Holy Spirit that in our midst still is the kingdom of God. And this King of this kingdom, the Lord Jesus, he sits on the throne of grace. And as the letter to the Hebrews writes to the believers of his time, he talks of this holy Mount of Zion. As he said, this mount where the city of Zion is will be higher than any other mountain. The writer of the letter of the Hebrews talked of this mount where we have been able to experience this grace. Then he also speaks of this most important thing and to he returns to the sprinkling blood of Jesus that speaks more than the blood of Abel. This living, cleansing blood that forgives everything. The blood of the Son of God cleanses us from all sins. So for that reason, as there are so many of you youth here, it is impossible to even know how many. Then lend your ears. This old grandpa wants to give you a testament and a home lesson and a memory verse like we gave in Sunday school before, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The base of the city of Jerusalem is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And upon this foundation stands and will forever stand that kingdom and congregation which the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, has so preciously bought with His blood. And God, with His own life, has made holy. So we remember this mountain is holy. Upon which God has set His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has made it holy through His blood. Now you can remain. Brothers and sisters, you can remain believing, all your sins forgiven, in Jesus' holy name and precious atoning blood. Believe, you children and you youth. There are my loved ones here. There are my children and grandchildren here. Let us stay in this kingdom and let us keep hold of Jesus. For this reason, this kingdom is precious and holy, because Jesus is its salvation and sanctification and wisdom and all in all. Even now, let us remain in the Word of God, and let us believe our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And I also want to ask, and I want to be partaker of this blessing. I want to hear from this precious group of believers that, can I believe my sins and travel faults forgiven? This is the desire of my heart, together with the group of believers, to believe. And then once we can gather together in this celebration, as I have met dear brothers and sisters on this service field, whose own loved ones and parents have passed away, I have comforted them with this hope of eternal life, and with that in heaven it is good to be, and we can once see all our loved ones there. As the one mother said, and strengthened her own 7 boys, from the oldest to the youngest, said that when this time ends, we will be able to meet, and we can be together eternally. And there, God, may God take care of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer, or in the benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.